to pursue other gods. Now, how many of you guys think that Solomon, here he is, a godly man, here comes the message of God to him, don't serve other gods, and he said, excuse me, God, I didn't like what you said, I'm going to serve other gods. How many of you guys think it happened like that? Nope, doesn't happen like that. What happened was that Solomon's here, the commandment to serve God only is here, and then there's a whole bunch of other commandments relating to life that Solomon didn't pay attention to. And when he didn't pay attention to the other commandments relating to his life, they came in and infiltrated into his life things that should not have been there. And slowly, 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 the Bible says it was when he was old that his heart turned away. Now, what we expect, actually, is that the older a Christian gets in the Word of God, the more that they pursue God, the more that they study the Bible, the more that they will be less likely to fall into sin. That's what we expect. But it was when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart from God. And he begins building things for these abominations, these gods of other nations, in his old age to please his wives. That was not a single step in his old age where he did something wrong. It was a progression of steps, one after another, walking a downhill stairway, starting with small disobedience to God about something, about who he was going to marry. So it says that he loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord had said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them. God had said it. What did he say? Let's go back. Exodus chapter 34. I'll just read one verse here. And thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after other gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. It's in a passage, I won't read the context right now. He's just warning them that you don't take their daughters, because if you take their daughters of these nations, and their daughters go serve other gods, then you're going to go serve those other gods. One passage. How about we read in Deuteronomy chapter 7? Deuteronomy chapter 7 and let's just start at the beginning. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hast cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou, and when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them, thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them, neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter shalt thou not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son, for they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. All right, you cannot get any clearer than that. God had said very specifically to Solomon, you shall not marry the women from these nations that serve these gods, these nations that are around Israel. They don't know the true God. They don't listen to the word of God. They don't accept the commandments of God. And you cannot marry them. That's what God said to Solomon. It's written here. You can't make it more plain. He said more than that to Solomon in Deuteronomy chapter 17, because Solomon was the king, and there was a very special passage that was given by God in Deuteronomy chapter 17 that applied to nobody in the entire nation but one person at a time, and it happened to be Solomon. One passage directly stated to Solomon because he was the king, and to any other king who was the king at the time they were king. So in Deuteronomy chapter 17, it says in verse 14, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt possess it, and shalt dwell therein, and shalt say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me, thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. One from among thy brethren shalt thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as the Lord hath said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his life, his kingdom,
and he warned him that he was not to pursue other gods.
Now, so how many of you guys, we read two passages out of the Old Testament here,
is godly man,
out of the law.
Here comes
the message of God to him, don't serve other gods,
that he was not to marry the women that were around them, like the nation around other gods.
Now,
how many of you guys think
we read
it happened like that?
That is addressed specifically at this moment.
Doesn't happen like that.
To him and
what
him only.
What happened
applies to nobody else in the entire kingdom of
Israel. The commandment to serve God only is here.
One commandment.
Then there's
just
a whole
bunch
of other commandments
that
relating to life
that Solomon didn't
is not
pay
to multiply horses,
to, and
not to
return
to
Egypt
in
other
order
commandments
to the intent
relating
to multiply
to
horses.
His life.
In other words, if
they
he ever did get more horses, they were not allowed to come
into
from Egypt.
His life,
and he is not to marry lots
not
of
have
wives
there.
And
okay.
slowly,
or it says
slowly,
he was not
slowly,
to multiply
the Bible
wives
says
to
it
himself,
was when he was
that his heart
old,
turned not
that
away.
His heart turned away.
And
now, what we expect,
he was to write himself a copy of
the
law.
The older a Christian gets the priest, in the Word of God,
the
of
more
God,
that they pursue God, the
Bible,
more that they study the Bible,
so far,
the more that they will be less
that,
likely to fall
in his own
into sin.
Book that he
That's
was supposed to keep and he was supposed
but
to read
when
it every day
was
to make sure that he did not ever depart
from
the things that God
he
had
begins
said.
Building.
Now, how many of you guys think that Solomon
made himself
a copy of the law?
These abominations, these gods of other nations, in his old age,
I
to please
know.
His wives.
He may very
that
well
wasn't,
have.
That was not.
I'll tell you what.
That was
every
not a
Christian
single
that you know today that does not follow the things
wrong.
That God says
it was
has
a
copy
progression
of the Bible in
of
their
steps,
home, and
one after
it.
Another,
right?
Going walking
everyone
a downhill
nobody,
stairway.
Nobody today is living in America saying,
starting with
saying,
small
well, I don't
disobedience
know what the rule of God
to God
is because
about
I had a
something
to get
about
one,
who
a,
he was going to marry.
Everybody's got
so
a copy.
Says,
they've all heard it.
It says that he loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites.
If he wasn't going to
Zidonians and Hittites of the nations concerning which the Lord had said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them. God had said it. What did he say? Let's go back.
Which is would be against the
Exodus chapter 34.
The scriptural command was that he was to write one. They'll teach you a whole lot more to write out the scripture.
I'll just read one verse here.
And
anyway, thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after other gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods.
I wonder
in a passage, I won't read the context right now, he's just warning them that you don't take their daughters, because if you take their daughters of these nations, and their daughters go serve other gods, then you're going
to
go serve those other gods.
But then he ends
one passage. How about we read in Deuteronomy chapter 7?
He had at least four wives, let's say. He had at least four. Some of them weren't until after Sarah died, I believe.
Deuteronomy chapter 7
and We could go fast forward to David.
Just start at the beginning. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hast cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter shalt thou not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. All right, you cannot get any clearer than that. God had said very specifically to Solomon, you shall not marry the women from these nations that serve these gods, these nations that are around Israel. They don't know the true God. They don't listen to the word of God. They don't accept the commandments of God, and you cannot marry them. That's what God said to Solomon. It's written here. You can't make it more plain.
He said more than that to Solomon in Deuteronomy chapter 17, because Solomon was the king, and there was a very special passage that was given by God in Deuteronomy chapter 17 that applied to nobody in the entire nation but one person at a time. And it happened to be Solomon. One passage directly stated to Solomon because he was the king. And to any other king who was the king at the time they were king. So in Deuteronomy chapter 17, it says in verse 14, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt possess it, and shalt dwell therein, and shalt say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose.
But Solomon,
one from among thy brethren shalt thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as the Lord hath said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold.
God had said.
And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. So we read two passages out of the Old Testament here, out of the law, where God had said very specifically to Solomon that he was not to marry the women that were around them, of the nations around them. Now, we read a commandment that is addressed specifically at this moment in Solomon's life to him and him only. It applies to nobody else in the entire kingdom of Israel.
The only God.
One commandment that is just for him,
and he said
that he himself
came and appeared to you
is not to multiply horses. He is not to return to Egypt in order to the intent to multiply horses. In other words, if he ever did get more horses, they were not allowed to come from Egypt. And he is not to marry lots of wives, okay? Or he says he was not to multiply wives to himself, that his heart turned not away. And he was to write himself a copy of the law
that
is before the priests, the books of God,
the
Bible,
what was written
so far. He was to write himself a copy of that
reiterate
in his own book that he was supposed to keep, and he was supposed to read it every day to make sure that he did not ever depart from the things that God had said.
We can make a million decisions based on
what we claim to be God, God's providence, God's voice, God's...
I don't know. prophet, anything
well
you want to say.
I'll tell you what.
But ultimately,
every Christian
when it comes down
you know
to it, if we want to be in the will of
God,
we are going to have to make all of our decisions by the Word of God.
All right?
Because the Word
every
of God
of
is
them.
The only
nobody,
source
nobody
to
today
to
is living
in
America saying, well, I don't know what the will of God is because I haven't had a chance to get a copy of it.
Everybody's got a copy. They've all heard it. They've all read
it. Based on something
so it really
wouldn't
didn't make any difference
change,
had Solomon wrote in himself a copy of the law or not if he wasn't going to listen
misjudged.
To it.
It's an absolute word.
He probably did.
We listened
very
to this
wealthy,
word.
Let's say,
and
maybe,
it, and it leads
maybe
us.
If he deviated
now,
from this just a
little
bit.
Let's just read this famous passage
one.
In 2 Timothy chapter 3.
He owned one anyway. He probably bought one.
Speaking
which
about
is,
the word of
would
God
be against the scriptural command, because the scriptural command was that he was to write
2 Timothy
one.
Chapter 3 and verse 13
a whole lot more
says,
to write out the scriptures than just
but
to
evil
read
men
it.
And seducers.
But anyway,
there's where the church is going wrong right now. They're walking with seducers.
That he's not
people are leading them astray. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. For
so
reproof,
you know that doesn't
for correction,
seem that bad.
For
so,
instruction in righteousness,
we could go fast
so that,
forward
now
to
I'm
gonna, David.
I'm gonna rephrase
and
the last
David
verse,
had
and
like
we'll
22
it.
Wives plus
so
some
that,
concubines.
I mean,
no Christian
David, that
will
seems
ever
like
need a vision.
He was
or a
certainly
dream,
edging
or a prophet,
on that limit
or a voice,
of what where he was. He seems like he was
or a providential
you know,
pushing the limits
so
of
that
the
no Christian
there.
Will never
well,
ever ever need any sort of guidance
wives,
outside of his word
any
itself.
Thought of obedience
because
to
it
the
says
scripture
that
you're
not
going
the man
to
of God
wives
may
yourself.
Be perfect. And
now
truly
let me tell
finished,
you what a Christian
furnished
was sitting
unto
here.
All
if
good
we,
works. So let's read this again.
In America,
all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable
wives,
for
and
doctrine,
I was preaching this sermon, you know what
for
they
reproof,
would do, they would come
for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that
like
the man of God
but,
may be perfect. Now, if the man of God wants to be perfect, absolutely perfect, knowing all things, having all wisdom, knowing the perfect will of God in all things of his life, he needs one thing
one
only.
Time,
this book right here will take okay. him all the way.
See, Solomon probably
he does
never
not
had
need
a
one other word of guidance day. From any that's other true. Source than what is in this book.
But here's
don't
the
get me wrong.
Thing.
This
there
is what has
the
been
today
in history and could
they
still
would be, like,
be potentially. Some
I know
forms
the scripture says
of
not to marry
the word of God
from
coming to man outside
I know
of this
God's,
book.
Well, I know what
it,
God
it
says
happened
about
throughout
Egypt,
it happened throughout the ministry of
the
people
Egypt
in the Gospels, and we have seen some evidences of it
and there was
since.
No intent
and I am not denying the fact that God sometimes
married,
communicates with people
that
and that there are forms and modes of miraculous interventions. I am not denying those things, but I'm going to tell you that while those things happened. Existed
I felt something pretty crazy at
history.
That moment, and
they
I
do
sensed
absolutely
the will of
nothing
God in my
to teach us
that
truth.
I was supposed to marry her.
They do nothing
but Solomon,
to lead us.
The Bible
they do
says
nothing
you're
to
not
give us understanding
to.
Of God.
Well,
they
we
do nothing to put us in the will of God. There's nothing that they can add to us that the Scripture already gave. Let me give you an example
the
right
of
out
God
of the Scripture itself.
Right now, can well, actually, we can.
It is in.
And it just so happened that
2 Peter chapter
Solomon
1.
Reasoned, I don't know what
2 Peter chapter 1.
But
this
just
is
so
back,
happened
back in the time when Jesus himself is walking on the earth.
The
disciples are walking with him,
said.
And they are communicating
he married
together.
The women that God told him not to marry.
And Peter writes,
he married many of
2 Peter chapter
God,
1, and we
God
will read in verse 16.
Wives.
He did not listen,
and it came.
For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of
his
majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Peter, James, and John were with him that day when that happened. They were standing at the top of the mountain. Moses and Elijah came down from heaven.
heaven and joined Jesus on the top of the mount with the three disciples. And they heard God say out of the cloud, they audibly heard the voice of God say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And he says, this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount.
Indispensable that Solomon had to do. Which and was verse 19 with God says we have also God. A
more
he zeroes in on that
thing.
Word of prophecy
and he said
whereunto ye do well that
ye
take heed
about this
as
twice.
Unto a light that shineth in a
and
dark place until the day
keep the commandment
dawn,
that I gave
and the day
you
start arising your
and
heart.
You still went
knowing
after
this
other
verse
gods.
That no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation
and so he says I will surely
rend the kingdom
came not
in the old time by the will of man but holy
that
men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So Peter stood on top of
but
the mountain with James and John and Jesus and Moses and Elijah,
the
and they heard
subject,
God say out of heaven about Jesus, this is my beloved Son. And he turns away from this voice that he heard from God right there on the mountain. He turns away from it and he says, we didn't follow cunningly devised fables. We heard God speak. But he said, we have a more
it
sure
cannot
word.
Be.
That means
we
every
can make,
single person
we can make
sitting
a
in
million
this room
decisions
today
based
didn't
on
stand
on
that
we
mountain
claim
and did not
God,
hear God speak,
God's providence.
We have
God's
something
voice,
that is more solid
God's
and more certain
prophet,
than the direct voice of
say,
God that came to them on the mountain. And it's right
it,
here
in
the book
in
because
the God,
this book was written by holy men of God who were moved by the Holy Ghost. And
the
things that they wrote in here were more certain and more sure than hearing the direct voice of
no
God on the mountain
to fear the
it
outcome
is this book
of our lives
that keeps us
because
from sin.
Is going to be based on
and
something
this
that
book
is solid
that gives
and that
us
does
direction
change
for
life
and that cannot
this
be
book that keeps us in God's will
it is not revelations from God
it's an absolute
the revelations
word.
From God
we,
that keep us in his will are written in here
and it leads us
in this book
now. Let's just read
right,
this
now,
famous passage in 2 Timothy chapter
3.
Let's
go to Psalm 119.
If any of you guys are
speaking
unfamiliar
the
with
God,
with the Psalm 119, longest chapter
2
in the
Timothy
Bible,
chapter 3 and verse 13
the
says,
the entire Psalm
but evil
119
men
takes
seducers,
up multiple pages
hey,
in your Bible,
is,
and
it is
written
right
entirely
they're
about the Word of God. That's the
people
whole
are
subject
them astray.
Of the book.
Evil men and
if you,
seducers
if you notice,
shall wax worse and worse, deceiving
look at the first verse. Blessed are the
deceived.
Undefiled in the way.
But
continue
in
thou
law
in
of
the
Lord.
Things which thou
every
hast
single
learned
verse,
and hast been assured
of,
knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast
psalm,
known the holy
every
scriptures,
single
which are able to make thee wise
in the
unto salvation,
through
the mentions
faith
the word
is
of
in
God,
Christ Jesus.
Not one exception.
All scripture
every
is given
single
by
one of the 176
of God,
verses mentions
doctrine,
the word of God
for reproof, for correction.
And
so I want you to read a few of the verses out of the psalm. I should read the whole thing.
So that,
I'm
going to rephrase the last verse, and then I will read it.
Starting in verse 97,
so
he says, "Oh, how I
no
love
Christian
thy law
in
my meditation
vision,
all the day,
or a dream,
thou
a prophet,
through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever
providential
with me.
Happening.
I have more understanding
so that no
than
Christian
all my
will
teachers,
ever,
for thy
ever
testimonies,
need any sort of guidance
book,
outside of this word
I
itself.
I understand more than the ancients,
because it says,
because I keep thy
the man of God made
I have
me
refrained
perfect,
my feet from
and
not
truly
some
finished
evil ways.
Furnished
every
evil
so
way.
Let's read this again.
That I might keep thy
all
word.
Scripture is given by
every
inspiration
evil way.
Of God,
and
word
is
profitable
for
every evil way.
I
for
have
reproof,
not departed
for
from thy judgment
for instruction and righteousness.
How sweet are
that
thy words
the man
face,
of God may
be
perfect.
Than the,
now,
than
if the man of God wants to be perfect,
precepts,
absolutely
I
perfect, knowing
therefore
all things, having
way,
all wisdom,
word is a lamp unto
knowing
my feet,
the perfect will of God in all things of his life, he needs one thing
therefore
only.
All thy
this book right here will take him all the way. He does not need one other word of guidance from any other source than what is in
this
book. Now,
came to the conclusion,
don't get me wrong,
that they were
had
information
about
and every
false
way
on
earth
through the
some
understanding
of the law
of
God.
The word
verse
of God
130,
coming to man outside
the entrance
of
thy words giveth life.
It happened
it
throughout,
understanding
it happened throughout the
simple.
Ministries
right,
of
enough.
The people in the gospel.
Enough
and we
Psalm
have seen some evidences
119.
Of it
you
since.
See,
and I am
clear
not
picture
denying
that
the fact that God
that
sometimes communicates with people
by
and that there are forms and
to
modes
to give us
miraculous intervention that
I'm
we needed
for guidance,
things,
but I'm going to tell you
world.
That while
all
those things
the
have
that we
existed
for guidance in this
throughout
world.
History,
they do
now,
absolutely
let's read just a
nothing
things here.
To teach us
Psalm
truth.
138.
They do nothing to lead us. They do
verse
nothing
says,
to give us understanding
I
of God.
Thy holy temple
they do nothing
name,
to put us in the will of God.
Truth,
there's
thou
nothing that they can add to us that the Scripture already
name.
Gave. Let me give you
the
an
very
example
name of God
right
is great
out
and
of the Scripture
it is
itself.
Higher than the heavens.
In absolute majesty, the name of
it
God stands, and he says, he put
Second
his
Peter,
word above his own
Second
name.
2 Peter chapter 1. This is back
he put
back
his
time,
word right
Jesus
up there at
is
the
walking
top.
On the earth. The disciples are walking
above
with him.
Everything
and
that
they
you
are
can imagine, he put
together.
His word.
And Peter writes,
now,
in
it's funny,
Second
the
Peter
next
chapter
1,
in
and
my,
we will read
in
verse 16,
is Ecclesiastes chapter
for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Peter, James, and John were with him that day when that happened. They were standing at the top of the mountain. Moses and Elijah came down from heaven and joined Jesus on the top of the mountain. With the three disciples, and they heard God say out of the cloud, they audibly heard the voice of God say, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And he says, this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount.
He doesn't specifically talk, but he talks about everything that he did.
In verse 19,
and he said, all
we have also a
more
sure
word
of prophecy,
whereunto
ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn,
so,
and the day star arise
this
in your
is Solomon
hearts.
Who
knowing
writes this
first,
and he
that
says,
no prophecy of the Scripture is of
after
any private
he's detailing the things that he did with his life,
came
he found
not
out
in the old time
anything.
By the will of man,
this is what his
but
conclusion
holy
is in
men of God spake
13.
As they were
says,
moved
let us hear the
by the Holy
of the whole
Ghost.
Matter.
So Peter stood on top of the mountain with James and John and Jesus and Moses and Elijah, and they heard God say out of heaven about Jesus, this is my beloved Son. And he turns away from this voice that he heard from God right there on the mountain. He turns away from it and he says,
unfortunately,
it was too
late
when
he
got to the
end
of his
life.
But he said, we have a back and undo all the wrong
choices
that he had made against God.
Didn't
stand but he understood where his sin had led him to. And he understood what he had done. Something that
wrong,
is more
and
solid
about.
And more certain than the
so,
direct voice of God that came
the
to them on the mountain.
The
and it's right here
in
the book because this book was written
chapter,
by holy men of God
right
who were moved
man,
by the Holy
the
Ghost.
Of,
and
the
things
the
that they wrote in here were more certain there. And more sure than hearing the
Matthew
direct voice
7,
of God on the mountaintop.
21 through
it is 29, Jesus is just from sin. And it is this
book
that gives
the
us
people, and he says,
life.
Not everyone that saith
that
unto me, Lord,
in God's
Lord,
will.
Shall enter into
it
the
is
kingdom
not
of heaven,
revelations from God.
The, will of my
the revelations
father,
from
in
God
heaven,
that keep us
it's
in
not,
his will
it doesn't
are
matter
written
if you
in
pretend
here.
To be a Christian or if you go to church
in
or if you call
book.
Jesus Lord. It's a matter of whether
right,
or not
now,
you actually listen to the things that he said.
Let's go to Psalm 119.
That's the person
if any of you guys are unfamiliar with
the one who actually does
the
things that Jesus said.
119.
Let's go look at something in the life of Jesus that is
the entire
for the
Psalm
subject that we are
119
on today.
Takes up
and
multiple
take
pages in your
Bible,
16. And it is written entirely about the Word of God. That's the whole subject
it says,
of the book.
We'll
if
read
you,
the
if
first
you notice,
four verses.
The Pharisees
look at the first verse. Blessed are the undefiled
came
in the way,
and tempting
who walk
him,
in the law of the
Lord.
That he would
every
show them
single
a sign
verse,
from
how many
heaven.
Verses are in this Psalm?
He answered and said unto them,
176 verses
evening,
in the
you
psalm,
say it will be fair weather,
every
for
single
the sky is red.
176 verses
it will be
in the
foul weather today, for the sky is red
mentions
as
the word of God.
Oh, ye hypocrites,
not
ye can discern the face of the sky,
every
but
single
ye
one of the
176
verses mentions the word of God.
A wicked and adulterous
and
generation.
So I want to just read a few
a
of the verses out of the psalm.
And
I should read the whole thing. I'm not
there shall
do it.
No sign be
starting
given
in verse
unto
97.
It.
He says, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation
said, you
guys,
all the day.
You wicked people, you're looking
thou
for a sign,
thy
but
commandments
you're going to get
made
no
me wiser than mine
enemies,
for they are ever
for
with
this
me.
One.
I have more understanding than all my teachers.
There shall no sign be given unto it,
but the sign of the prophet Jonas
are my meditation.
I understand more than the ancients,
says, Jonah was three
because
days
I keep thy precepts.
Belly,
I have refrained my feet from
not some of the evil ways.
He says it another
every
so
evil
he said,
way.
He said, I'm not going to give this generation
every
right
evil way.
This
God's
wicked
word
people
keeps us
from
that are
seeking every
a sign
evil
from
way.
God. I'm not
I have
give
not
any sign
departed from thy judgments,
one.
For thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste,
rise from the
yea,
dead.
Sweeter no. than the than honey to my
do
mouth.
You guys realize
through
that
thy precepts I get understanding.
What did they do?
Therefore I hate every false way.
This is important.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
We'll drop down to verse
128.
When they received the sign that they
therefore
asked for,
I esteem
that
all
Jesus
thy precepts concerning
them.
All things
we'll
to be right, and I hate every false way. Whoever wrote this psalm,
in the end of the Sabbath, it began
David
to dawn
toward
this,
the first day of the
say.
Week. Whoever wrote this
dawn,
psalm came to the conclusion
to the first day
that
of the
they
week,
were had
Mary
information
the other
about
Mary to
every
see the
false way
behold,
on
there was a great earthquake
through
the
understanding the
Lord
of the law
from
of
God.
And came and rolled back
verse
the
130
the
we read.
Upon it.
The
entrance of
thy
words
like
giveth
his
light,
raiment white as snow,
and for fear of him the keepers
the
did shake
right,
and become as
enough.
Dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not.
19.
You see, the
fear
clear
not ye,
picture
for
that
I know
being
ye
given
Jesus,
here is that
which was crucified.
The scriptures
he is not here,
written
for he
by
risen,
God
as he said,
were
come
enough
see the place
to
the
make,
Lord lay.
To give us all
and go
the light
tell
that
the
we needed
that
for
he
guidance
risen from the dead
in
this
behold,
world.
He goeth before you
all
into
the
Galilee.
Light that we needed
there
for guidance
see
in
him,
this world.
Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre.
Now, let's read just a couple
fear
more
and with
things here.
Joy and did run
Psalm
to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus
verse
met them,
2
saying,
says,
all hail, and they came and
I
held him by the feet
thy
holy
him.
Temple and praised thy name.
Then said
for
Jesus
thy loving
unto them,
be not
afraid,
go
truth,
tell
for
my
thou
brethren,
hast
magnified
they
thy
go
word
into
Galilee,
all
and there shall
thy
they see
name.
Me. Now,
the
when they were
name
going,
God is great
behold,
and
some of the watch
is
came
than
the city
the
and showed unto the chief priests
in
all
absolute
the
majesty
that
the name of God stands.
And when
he
they
says,
were assembled with the elders,
he put his
and had
word
taken counsel,
above
they
his
gave
own
large
name.
Money unto the soldiers, saying,
he put his word
say
right
his
up
disciples
there at the
came by
top,
night and stole him away while we slept.
Above everything that you can imagine,
and if this
he put
come
his
to the governor's
word.
Ears, we will persuade him
now,
and
it's
secure
funny,
you.
The next passage in my
so they
in
took
my
the money and did as they were taught.
And this
saying is commonly reported among the Jews until
12.
This day.
You guys
so Jesus, so the Pharisees came to Jesus and
it was
said,
the guy
give us a sign.
Who we read about.
And Jesus said, I'm not giving
11,
a wicked generation a sign.
Obeyed the word
he
of
said,
God.
I'm not giving you a sign except this
and
one.
This
I'll
book
give you this one.
That
he said,
wrote. That
I'm going to be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth, and then I'm going to raise
by
I'm
the
gonna,
Spirit
just
of God.
Like Jonah came out of the fish's
through
belly,
Solomon,
I'm going to come out of the earth.
Did not listen to God.
And
Solomon
happened
in
a majestic and amazing way that this angel comes down from heaven and rolls away the stone from the tomb. He sits on the stone, and the people were there watching so that nobody could steal the body. They were in terrible fear and became like dead men. And they saw this angel talk with these two Marys and tell them that Jesus wasn't there anymore and that
he
had risen. And then they got up a little while later. I don't know when they got strength back to get up. And they peeked in the grave and they looked and Jesus wasn't there. And they went back to the city and they found the people who had asked the sign from Jesus. And they said, Jesus isn't in the tomb. And,
so,
and an angel came down and rolled away
Solomon
the stone and talked to
this.
His disciples
and, he says,
and said that he was risen. He's not there.
After he's detailing
and
the
people
that he
who asked Jesus a sign, and he said he would give them one sign, they said,
lie
to the people and say it didn't happen.
He says, let us hear the conclusion
they said.
Of the whole matter. Fear God.
They said, go.
And keep his commandments,
go tell the people his disciples came and stole him away while you slept
man.
At night.
He didn't.
It's a
did,
hard thing
Solomon
to do for the pride of the people
die,
who are watching.
Departed
and we're
from
gonna
God.
Get in trouble for this.
Solomon
and the
understood
and the big leaders and
where
and
his
the Jews
sin
took
said
him
to
here.
And Unfortunately, it was too late when he got to the end of his life to go back and we can't get it out that Jesus rose from the dead
because we're not going to accept the sign gate.
Where his sin had led him to,
and he understood what he had done
to people who don't want to listen to him anyway.
Let me tell you something.
He also is the one who pens in the book of Proverbs
twice,
in the 14th chapter and the
Gospel of Luke.
There's a way that seemeth right unto a man.
Very specifically, he said
that people wouldn't listen to the sign anyway if it were given.
I'm not going to turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 29 through 21 through 16th chapter.
29,
Jesus
is
talking
of Lazarus and the rich man. And they both
to the people,
and
he says,
goes
not
to paradise,
everyone
rich,
that saith unto me, Lord, Lord,
the rich man talks to Abraham,
and
he says,
that doeth
the will of my Father, which is
in heaven.
Water and cool
it's not,
my
it doesn't matter
and
if you pretend to be a Christian,
if you go to
have
church,
any water,
or if you call Jesus Lord.
It's a matter of whether or not you
actually listen to the things that he
says
to go talk to
the person
who's actually
right with God.
So they don't come to hell,
the one who actually does the things that Jesus
said. Abraham says, now,
Let's look at something that's more important.
Verse 29 that we are on today.
Abraham
saith
unto
him, Matthew chapter
16, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.
It says,
and the sinner,
we'll read the first
who didn't
four
know God,
verses.
Who didn't know truth, had
the
never read
the
Bible,
also with
didn't
the Sadducees
to God,
came and
he has an opinion.
Him, desired
he says
him that
says,
he would
he
show
said,
them
nay,
a sign
Father
from
Abraham,
heaven.
But if one went unto them
he
from
answered
the dead,
and said unto
they
them,
will repent.
When it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather.
And he said unto
for the
him,
sky is red. And
if
in the morning,
they hear
it
not
will be foul
Moses
weather today, for
the
sky
and
is
the
red
prophets.
And
neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
But ye cannot discern the signs of the times.
And this is exactly how it turns out in the life of Jesus. The Pharisees and the scribes had Moses and the prophets. They knew what Moses and the prophets had written, and they had rejected it. And then Jesus comes along and he says to them, if
you
had believed Moses, you would believe me, because he wrote of me. And they ask, instead of believing Moses and the prophets, they want a sign, and he says, I'm not giving
there
you a sign.
No sign be given unto
except
but give
the sign
you this
of the
one,
prophet
Jonas.
The dead. And he gave them the sign, and they still
and
didn't believe it. All they did was have to get rid of some of their money to cover up the truth, because they were not willing to do what God wanted.
So
he said, I'm not going to give this generation right here, this wicked people that are seeking a sign from God, I'm not going to give them any sign except they're going to get this one.
There's only one thing that we have,
it is
rise
as strong
now,
as the strongest thing that you have ever
you
seen in your life.
Israel
it is more powerful
sign?
Than anything else we
and
have on this earth.
It?
And it's absolute, and it cannot fail. It will guide you
Matthew
in every way. There's
will
only
tell us
one
exactly
little
what
problem
happened
with
when they
receive
is
the
sign.
There, well,
well,
let's say there's two
Jesus
problems. One problem is that our heart is kind of hard, and we don't necessarily want the will of God.
In the end,
the other problem that's much smaller than that is that there's a bunch
when
of information
dawn,
in here, and it takes quite a bit of study and thought and devotion
the week,
and
came
and
Mary
stuff
Magdalene
to fully understand everything that God said.
And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from
that's
heaven
you come
and came
to
and rolled back the stone
you come to
from
church,
the door
you fellowship,
and
you listen to
his
teachers.
His countenance was like
and
lightning, and his raiment
and,
white
and,
as snow.
And you learn,
and
then at home
you
read every day.
And
if you have a day that you don't have to work, that means you've got a full day to read the scripture.
For I know
in this book,
which was
crucified, you will find
us.
He is not here, for he is risen, as he said,
that will never go stale, will never outdate,
cannot fail,
is risen
and
from
is
the dead.
Absolute
and behold,
the will of God
into
for
Galilee
us in everything.
There shall ye see him.
It will teach us what's
you,
right.
It will
keep
us
in the right
way.
It will
guide us in
everything that we need
to
know about life.
And
this
as they went
us
to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus
and
met them, saying, all hail,
so
and they
many,
came and held him
so
by
many
the feet
lazy
and worshipped
Christians
him.
Are seeking for guidance
unto them. Be not afraid,
go
tell my brethren
that
they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me.
The only
now when they were going,
the truth.
Behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the
you
things that were done.
Those people,
and when they
fail
were assembled with the elders and
they
had taken counsel,
because
they gave
they
large
be
money unto the soldiers,
false
saying, say
and
ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept.
In their heart. If they do
and if this come to the governor's ears,
the
we will persuade him and
secure
you.
They will reject
so they
it
took the money and did as they were taught, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day.
So Jesus, so the Pharisees came to Jesus and said, give us a sign. And Jesus said, I'm not giving a wicked generation a sign.
He said, I'm not giving you a sign except this one. I'll give you this one. He said, I'm going to be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and then I'm going to just like Jonah came out of the fish's belly, I'm going to come out of the earth. And it happened. And it happened in a majestic and amazing way that this angel comes down from heaven and rolls away the stone from the tomb, yes. And he sits on
and
the stone. And the people who were there watching so that nobody could steal the body, they were in terrible fear and became like dead men. And they saw this angel talk with these two Marys and tell them that Jesus wasn't there anymore and that he had risen. And then they got up. A little while later, I don't know when they got strength back to get up, and they peeked in the grave, and they looked, and Jesus wasn't there. And they went back to the city, and they found the people who had asked a sign from Jesus, and they said, Jesus isn't in the tomb. And an angel came down and rolled away the stone and talked to his disciples and said that he was risen. He's not there. And the people who asked Jesus a sign, and he said he would give them one sign, they said, lie to the people and say it didn't happen. That's what they said. They said, go tell the people his disciples came and stole him away while you slept at night. Now that is a hard thing to do for the pride of the people who are watching. We're going to get in trouble for this. And the big leaders in the Jews said, here, take this pile of money. You can have all this money to go tell this lie. Because we can't get it out that Jesus rose from the dead because we're not going to accept the sign he gave. Do you see how worthless the signs are when God gives them to a people who don't want to listen to him anyway? Let me tell you something. Jesus spoke about that. He spoke about it very specifically in the Gospel of Luke in the 16th chapter. Very specifically, he said that people wouldn't listen to the sign anyway if it were given. In the 16th chapter in verse 29, this is the story of Lazarus and the rich man, and they both die. And Lazarus goes to paradise, and the rich man goes to hell. And the rich man talks to Abraham, and he says, send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. And after he finds out that he can't have any water and he can't get out of this place, he asks Abraham if he'll send Lazarus to go talk to his brethren so they don't come to hell too. And Abraham says, it won't, well, that's where we come into the story. So, verse 29, Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And the sinner who didn't know God, who didn't know truth, had never read the Bible, didn't listen to God, he has an opinion. He says, it says, and he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. And this is exactly how it turns out in the life of Jesus. The Pharisees and the scribes had Moses and the prophets. They knew what Moses and the prophets had written, and they had rejected it. And then Jesus comes along and he says to them, if you had believed Moses, you would believe me, because he wrote of me. And they ask, instead of believing Moses and the prophets, they want a sign. And he says, I'm not giving you a sign, but except I'll give you this one, I'll rise from the dead. And he gave them the sign, and they still didn't believe it. All they did was have to get rid of some of their money to cover up the truth, because they were not willing to do what God wanted. That was the problem. You know, I'll tell you, as Christians, there's only one thing that we have. It is as strong as the strongest thing that you have ever seen in your life. It is more powerful than anything else we have on this earth, and it's absolute, and it cannot fail. It will guide you in every way. There's only one little problem with is there. Well, let's say there's two problems. One problem is that our heart is kind of hard, and we don't necessarily want the will of God. And the other problem that's much smaller than that is that there's a bunch of information in here, and it takes quite a bit of study and thought and devotion and stuff to fully understand everything that God said. That's what church is for, honestly. That's why you come to church. You come to church, you fellowship, you listen to teachers, And you learn, and then at home you read every day. And if you have a day that you don't have to work, that means you've got a full day to read the scripture. In this book, you will find a word to us that will never go stale, will never outdate, cannot fail, and is absolute the will of God for us in everything. It will teach us what's right. It will keep us in the right way. It'll guide us in everything that we need to know about life. This book will guide us. And so many lazy Christians are seeking for guidance in every area of life except this book that only teaches the truth. You know what? Those people will fail. They will fail because they will be fed things that are false. And they will also fail because if that is truly what's in their heart, if they do come into the light of the truth as it is revealed in this book, they will reject it. Yes, and that's what's been wrong with your life many times over this last year is you've been on YouTube instead of in the Word. It's a bad place to find doctrine from. All right, that's it for this morning. We're going to take a break.